How to Decide Whether to Keep Something, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, one should not give up anything which can be utilized in the service of the Lord. That is a secret of devotional service. Anything that can be utilized in advancing Krishna consciousness and devotional service should be accepted. The Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 14.
I'm having a hard time deciding whether or not to keep something.
What is it exactly?
It could be anything, but let's say it's a job.
Okay. You are unsure of whether you want it?
Let's speak in the context of devotional service, bhakti yoga.
All right.
My life would be easier without the job. I could dedicate more time to chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
As part of your daily routine?
More time for reading books. Just to stay in the devotional mood.
Right, but I think that is a common sentiment. That is the basis for saving for retirement. There is the modern-day concept of FIRE.
What does that stand for?
Financially independent, retired early.
Oh, interesting. Basically, retire prior to the typical age.
Which is reaching your 60s. Anyway, this is something a lot of people want. They would love to give up their job and focus on other interests.
Except this is the supreme interest, Paramartha. I want the highest gain possible.
But how would you eat? How would you pay for things without a job?
Let's say that there is just enough income already to get by.
So this is a second job?
It could be.
Do you like the work?
I do.
What is the hesitation, then?
If I have enough to get by, why do I need the extra responsibility? I could focus on chanting the holy names, delving deeper into bhakti yoga, and the sort.
There is the principle from Srila Rupa Goswami that we should not give up anything which is favorable for devotional service. This way we don't have to ponder the different rules and regulations, to see if we are in proper alignment.
Okay, but how do I determine if something is favorable? What if it is on the fringe, such as in the hypothetical case I described?
Would you be able to continue in devotion without it?
Absolutely.
What about if you kept the job?
I think I would be okay. It is difficult to predict the future. You don't know how the stresses would play out.
It is an unknown.
Yes. These decisions are not so straightforward. I don't really have anyone to guide me.
Another recommendation is that someone should not over-endeavor.
What does that mean?
Work too hard at a particular objective. If you stress yourself out, you won't have any life left. You are sacrificing so much to get ahead, but you are actually behind the entire time.
I see. That makes sense.
The tough decisions will always be there. Arjuna did not know how to proceed prior to the Bharata War. Sri Hanuman was stuck in Lanka without success. He contemplated giving up entirely.
How were they able to decide?
Arjuna had Krishna as his charioteer and dear friend. Krishna turned into the spiritual guide, although he is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Manne se yadi tat shakyam. Maya drashtum iti prabhu. Yogeshwar tato metvam. Darshyat manam avayam.
Quote, if you think that I am able to behold your cosmic form, O my Lord, O Master of all mystic power, then kindly show me that universal self.
Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, 11.4.
I don't have that luxury at the moment.
Sri Hanuman decided that as long as he was alive, he could at least make an attempt at fulfilling the mission for Rama. The same would not be possible, otherwise.
It seems every person serious about advancing the cause of the human birth eventually reaches this fork in the road. They could have material success or spiritual success. They have to choose which one makes more sense, at the given moment.
There is some assurance from Bhagavad Gita. Sri Krishna reveals that he advises the devotee from within. He dissipates the ignorance, shining the lamp of knowledge. This is something we can rely upon whenever we are in doubt, provided we are willing to keep the connection going.
Tesham eva nukampartham. Aham agyanjan tamah. Nashyame atma bhavastho. Gyandi pain bhasvata.
Quote, out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 10.11.
In closing, lamp from within showing, when keeping connection going, such that Krishna to guide, when no others to confide, so the difficult decision to make, whether to indulge or forsake, principle that the cause not to lose, when for bhakti's benefit to use.